California Ag Today, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. The glassy-winged sharpshooter is a flying insect that vectors a fatal grapevine malady known as Pierce's disease. There is much research underway to try and find strategies to fight this insect and reduce disease infection on vines. Could introducing pectin into grapevines, well, help keep that bacteria from entering the vine? Ken Fries is an outreach coordinator for the California Department of Food and Agriculture's Pierce's Disease Glassy-Winged Sharpshooter Board.
It's one of the field trials that have been going on is that scientists have found actually five different genes that when put into a rootstock, put either a molecule or a protein up into an unmodified scion that in one way basically stop the bacteria from moving around. For instance, one of the genes comes from pear. I think we're all familiar with pectin. A lot of plants produce pectin naturally. Grapevines are not one of them. Well, by putting this gene, modifying a rootstock, you put the unmodified scion on it. Now when the bug comes and basically injects the bacteria into the plant, the pectin literally gums it up and it can't move around.
And knowing that that bacteria that the glassy-winged sharpshooter puts into the plant really doesn't want to kill that plant, so it leads to another strategy.
So in a lot of native plants, they live side by side with the bacteria, okay? What happens is the bacteria, when the population gets to a certain point, the bacteria release a protein that basically tells all the protein to shut down, stop. Well, in grapevines, it's too late. When that signal comes, the plant's already dead. Well, by modifying the rootstock to automatically generate that protein, when the bacteria enters the plant, it already sees that protein and automatically shuts down.
And Free said scientists are seeing that these strategies are working quite well.
And what they're actually doing now is they're stacking two by two these genes in the rootstock. So now each root will be producing two different ways to shut down the bacteria. So if for some reason in the future the bacteria figures out a way to overcome one of those, chances are it won't figure out how to do both of them.
Remember, FFA jackets are needed for many FFA members who can't afford them. A good time to give is Giving Tuesday, which is November 29th. Donate any amount at calaged.org/Giving Tuesday. Again, calaged.org/Giving Tuesday. And truly, you can give any amount, anytime at that website. This is California Ag Today.